Red Button has been depressed and is staying that way.
Strong choice. I would keep it there as well.
It's a sad, sad button. It's so depressed. That was like a good comic book villain laugh.
Thanks.
I got you now, Batman.
Our patron has asked that we call Gambit Cheater.
Okay.
And specifically, five cover black only version, Dirty Rotten Cheater.
All right. I'm down with that. It'll take me.
I'll just try to never mention him again.
Just like, who else got that treatment? Oh,
Medusa.
Oh, no, I thought you hated Goddess of Thunder, too.
Yeah, that one I honestly just never remember.
Okay.
It's in my head, all I ever think is just She-Thor. And I just... So that one's not on purpose. Annoia Queen, I avoided like the plague.
Yeah, I love Annoia Queen. It was terrible.
That was just bad.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your PW3 PSA for the week. I got another new one for everybody that is another divergence from things that I enjoy. But this week, I am going to suggest, much to my own surprise, an animal-themed charity, because my parents chose to euthanize their dog today, and I'm feeling bad for them. So I'm going to say, if you... for some reason don't have a local no-kill shelter. I know we have paws around this area and some places. I like things with low overhead. Please try to resist giving money to the SPCA. They are badly managed and just a general disappointment. But if you would like to give to a large national organization, like I said, if you can't find anything local that you respect, try the Animal Welfare Institute, awionline.org. As always, they have a nice big blue button that'll tell you where to donate and how that donation is going to help animals. So that's Animal Welfare Institute at awionline.org. And now, on with the show.
That's a new one. Never heard of them.
Yeah, I didn't until recently, but I have been. Because of this segment, I continually investigate the highest rated nonprofits with the lowest overhead and best reviews by various watchdog groups.
Okay.
Right on. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Footloose and Fancy Free.
Wow.
Getting there is half the fun. Won't you come with me? Moving right along. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 113th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Man, that's getting to be a long time.
What's that?
113.
Oh, it's getting to be a long time. Indeed it is.
Yeah. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, KS72, Sneaky Bean 15. They're Ray and Ian. Hey, gents.
Hello.
Word up.
All right. Word to your mother.
Indeed.
Ice, ice, baby. All right, this is the week of, boy... late in the year, October 25th through November 1st. Where have all the summers gone? in your Deadpool dailies. Today, Red Deadpool. Thursday, Green Gamora. Friday is a Green Widow. Saturday, Black Loki. Sunday, Purple Dream Warrior. Monday is a Yellow Maureen. Tuesday, Black Doom. Wednesday, Purple Mystique. Over in your 5-day, 4-star crash. Ooh, that was something.
I was feeling super vigorous today. You should have seen my chubby cheeks and my thinning hair flap when I did that.
Of the Titans. on the 20th, we had Kingpin versus somebody.
Kingpin fought good old Luke Cage.
Sure.
The 3-star variety.
How'd that go for you?
It was above average. I was like, you ready for another beating, fool? And he went down. I hired a bunch of goons, and they just beat him down until he couldn't take it anymore. Then I poked him right in the eye, and that was the end of it.
Nice. Yeah, no problems. First try. Not an issue.
All right, very good. Today started your X-Force Wolverine. That one took me like 3 or 4 tries this morning.
Really?
Yeah, Cyclops kept cascading into all the red and black. And he just kept blowing me up over and over and over again.
Hmm. Yeah, I had no problem with him. I just focused on Black and made sure he didn't get any, and boom, one shot. No problem.
I had a long list of domestic duties to attend to. I have not had a chance to fire up the game yet today. Sorry. I ain't got time for that. I'll make some time after the show.
The next one is undetermined, to be honest with you, but the thought is, I don't know, X-23?
She seems nice.
Yeah, I could be wrong. We'll find out next week.
Yeah, apparently nobody knows. Like, not even Demiurge on Discord knew who it was going to be. I'm pretty sure someone at Demiurge knows.
Maybe they're just making it up nowadays. Your story events, you got Thick as Thieves is running. 17,000 will get you 3 Ragnaroks. 32,500 gets you a Red Mist of Agna. 74,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Yondu. And 51 to 400 get Daredevil. Shield training and system reboot are wrapping up for everybody. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's all I got to say about that.
Really?
Yeah.
System reboot was fun and a breeze.
Yeah, that was fine.
There was even a free Nick Fury cover just sitting there.
However, the other one where it told me I needed all the Nightcrawlers and all the Rogues.
Oh, well, I just didn't play that. I played
not
it.
Not a good time.
I got my one free The Hunt the token, and then I didn't get to participate anymore. It was cool. Save time and effort.
Yeah. coming up next is Beat, Rocket, and Groot. 12,500 get you 3 Daredevil. 23,500 is a Blue Yondu. Blue Yondu. Could be a song.
It could 53,000
for the CP.
Now top you're just 50, making stuff up?
Top 50 Cyclops. 51 to 400 get Thanos. In the ticking away the moments that make up a dull day season, Doctor's Orders is running right now. 28 gets you a Blue Doom, 40 wins gets you a Blue Fury, top 5 folks get Nova, and 6 to 50 get Dr. Stephen Strange. Over in your Shield Simulator, things of excitement, there's a Wanda, there's 3 Dr. Stranges, and a gabillion or 74 wins gets you a Green Rogue.
74 wins?
74.
Yeah, what happened to 40 wins?
Nope, 74s.
Where's that?
That's a lot.
When's that? Where does that live?
Simulator.
Shield Sim?
Oh, Shield Sim. Oh, is that done differently now?
Oh, they're all the things are win-based now.
Wait, was Shield Simulator? Oh, that used to be points. That's Sim. That's wins now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of wins.
Yeah, I'm halfway home, so.
The 10-pack, the season 10-pack is 133 wins.
Oh, my.
It's okay. It's like a full season, though. How many days is a season?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
A couple weeks? A week or two?
Sure. It's longer than that, right?
2 weeks? I mean, there's got to be some math. There's got to be a listener out there that can tell me how many wins I need to do a day.
there are currently 18 days left in the season. So,
all right. What's that number that Ray said? Divided by 18?
It's 133 wins, so you got to kind of divide it out by the number of events, which is like 10.
Oh, that's the okay. I see what you're saying.
Plus your wins in the simulator,
right?
A new commenter, Moose Butt, says that it's 24 wins or 24 days.
24 days. Okay, that's a long time.
Yeah, except it averages out to 19.75 wins a day, according to him, which is just way too many.
Yeah, that's too many.
You know, this is not quite like Moose Butt, but in a somewhat similar vein. So over the weekend, I was in the Ohio's, and they have a, fake Amish section there like we have in Lancaster. And they had a, random meat stand. So I bought a bunch of elk meat and a package of wild boar bacon.
Okay.
So I'll let you know how that goes.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't know if you'd prepared it or eaten it.
I had some elk. But I've had that before, so that's always a good time.
What made you believe that they were faking it? Was it just a dude with a glued-on beard that was like, yo, English, what up? Here, buy some meat?
Well, and the fact that all the stuff was being sold at, like, a giant flea market, it was all in a, inside a modern building, it was designed. It's like buying things from the Amish in State College where I watched them pour food out of industrial food bags and then sell it to me in a little basket. Dirty cheaters.
Oh, says Craig the Elder. Shame. Shame unto you.
anyway, moving on. Well, Nelly, why don't you tell me about some pie?
Oh, my goodness. So, unlike fake Amish baked goods, this week's pie, and unlike last week's pie, this week's pie, not to knock last week's pie, absolutely delicious. This week's pie is unbelievably versatile. You can make, as long as you really include the two main components being both chocolate and peanut butter in your chocolate peanut butter pie, there seems to be countless ways you can construct this. You can go simple. You can do like a chocolate graham cracker crust and then just fill it with like, you know, your peanut butter cream cheese filling or whatever kind of peanut butter flavored filling you like. You can go no bake. You could make a chocolate ganache topping to go over the peanut butter and kind of make it, you know, to encase it in the pie. You could make it Reese's peanut butter cup style, and even you could include, you know, miniature versions of that candy in it if you'd like. It's way too rich for my liking, but you know, I can see the appeal. It's one of the better flavor combinations there are in the world. But so again, if you like a sweeter non-fruit dessert pie, you know, this is upper echelon. This is top tier, top tier stuff. So that, you know, it's easy to make. It's a good way to get started in pies, and you can adjust it to your liking in so many ways. So that's this week's chocolate peanut butter pie corner.
Apparently, the whole moose butt thing was a sham, and it's just aestheticist with a name change.
That's a solid name change.
Now I feel sad.
Oh, no, I like that guy. I like his new name. Everything about it.
So we have a comment on the pie section. D-Wing Illinois asked, any chance of pie cake episode during Thanksgiving? And I had to Google it. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, people are gross.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a turducken?
Yeah, except it's like a pie stuffed in a cake, stuffed in a, I don't know. I think that's it. I'm sure you can add another layer.
If I have a vote, you can just consider this the episode where we talk about that and we're done.
I'm sure you could Frankenstein lots of variations. You could like bake a tart and then shove a cake inside the tart and then shove a pie inside the cake. Yeah, we'll touch on it when it comes closer to Thanksgiving. I'll highlight it.
Okay.
I like D-Willing Illinois. I like our fans. I like to accommodate when I can.
Okay.
I like the fact that you say you like him and then you said Illinois with noise at the end, which drives him insane.
I know.
All right, let's talk about
this. I didn't say I like that word or that state. I said I liked him.
Yeah. Patch 138. This will be quick. Hey, kids, there's Thor stuff a-coming.
He looks like he's got a new hat.
In case you haven't noticed on the new loading screens and stuff, hey, there's a Thor and a Hulk. Maybe or maybe not a Loki. I don't know. We'll find out later.
Sleeves, no sleeves, and a hat. Look, kids, he's got a new hat.
I don't think they've gotten the comic book, though, where Thor's down to, like, he's got a new gold arm now, and, like, he's all
no,
serious.
No, I'm confident that these changes will be shaped around the new Ragnarok movie.
Oh, I'm sure, but, you know, gold arm.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be fun. I'm hoping. I don't see how he's going to shuffle out yet, but I've been waiting for Hulk in Gladiator armor for some time.
Yeah. Things that have changed. Tapping on a token in store offerings, Heroes for Hire offer, champion rewards, and other places in the game will display the contents of that pack. Doesn't tapping on a token open it?
I don't know.
Man.
And I want to tap on something and find out.
Well, tap-a-tap-a-tap-a-roo. The other change is Gambit will always fire his powers if he has teammates that share the same colors as him. So it sounds like there was a bug where he was not firing off his active powers in some cases.
What happened now?
It says that he will now fire his powers if he has teammates that share the same colors as him.
Oh, who's doing that?
Gambit.
Gambit.
Cheater.
Sorry, I already forgotten. Yeah. I really have forgotten that quickly.
Man.
Hey, kids. One of our patrons has asked that we call Gambit Cheater. And if you've got the 005 Gambit, he's a dirty, rotten cheater.
Which is true. That's a dirty scoundrel.
Can he be a dirty, rotten scoundrel?
Nope.
Hmm.
There you go. All right, so they fixed the bug with Cheater.
Yeah, that was it. There's a new thing. 5 stars are now in the Heroes for Hire store.
Oh, snap. That's not appropriate.
So starting with the Meat Rocket and Groot event, a cover of the Essential 5-star. Hey, because now there's Essential 5-stars.
I don't know what that means.
Will be available in the Heroes for Hire store, along with all the other normal offers.
What's an essential 5-star? I don't know what that is.
There's a node.
There's
now
an extra node.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's an extra node that now in every event.
Oh.
In every story event.
Really?
Yeah, it's been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, check out some story events.
I hear someone covered it on a podcast once.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
We sure did.
Oh, snap.
We talked about how hard it tends to get.
Yeah, well, you guys play at a different level than I do, so I, blah, 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 super hard. Yeah, I don't remember that node, guys.
Okay. Are you playing at least clearance 7?
Yes.
I think it's clearance 7, 8, 9, right?
I don't know. I guess I don't play enough to notice.
Yes, I think 7 is the minimum. Yeah.
So there are 5 stars that you have to have to participate in a certain node.
Correct.
Wow.
So it says, instead of opening token after token trying to find that one specific cover, you can now acquire it for a flat CP amount. This is a trial run, not a finalized feature. Could be discontinued.
Yeah, so, I hope it's discontinued.
Current details.
Yeah.
It will feature the 5-star from the essential mission, available during the entire duration of that event being run. A single cover is available, starts with the first cover from the top and cycles through them from top to bottom. Can be acquired with command points, 500 CP for a latest 5-star, 250 CP for a classic 5-star. But you also get with that 50,000 ISO.
There right you on. Go. People wanted to know the conversion between currencies in the game.
This is now visible to players at shield rank 32 or higher.
Wow. I'm going to go check that out.
Ian, you, I believe, have been dubbed Sir Who Does Not Play This Game.
I technically play this game. Yes. Not quite as vigorous as some of my other co-hosts.
And Moosebutt said, playing game not required on this show.
Thank goodness.
And I've been told that you guys failed to discuss it the week that Joe was on, because that's the week it debuted.
Right, because I wrote the script and I have no idea what's going on in this game.
You guys are the worst.
I thought for sure we talked about that.
Apparently not.
No, the only hearing of it that I've ever heard was you guys saying, but you've always said that, even before, in my defense, before essential 5-star nodes were created, I would meet up with you on a Saturday and you guys would be like, hey, do you remember that node where you had to fight blah, blah, and meh? And I'd be like, that was tough. And so that's, I assume that was just that continuing. I didn't immediately realize that they had added 5 stars as essential characters. But yeah, now that they're available for buy-in. For straight CP right there in the store, that's huge.
Well, that starts tomorrow,
right? Six star characters, here we come.
Don't say that.
Oh, boy. Dazzler, she's a-coming.
She is.
She's a-coming.
If she's the first 6-star, what a waste.
No way. If she's the first 6-star, I will instantly go spend $100 on this game and just hammer at the tokens to try and get one.
You are turning this into a podcast full of lies.
No, I will go. Listen to me now and believe me later, folks at D3 and Demiurge. Give me Dazzler. I will give you cash.
I don't know if you're paying attention to Discord, but UNC Samurai is just typing no, 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 no.
That's because he is a no fun, no life enjoying person who doesn't want to have awesomeness in this game.
Yeah, he's correct. Dazzler's a bum. She doesn't deserve
no way.
To be.
And then if the second 6-star can be Namor... Oh, my God.
If he's the first 6-star, I could get on board for that.
I mean, it's Namor.
Yeah. The Submariner is a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of a jerk, but...
Well, he is a jerk, but awesome. Yeah. An awesome jerk.
Right. All right. So now, on with the show.
All right. Hey, in local news, no riots last weekend.
Good on you guys. Yeah. I heard that Harbaugh stopped over to your house, Craig, for some breakfast.
Okay.
I was watching Game Day, and they were like, hey, Jim Harbaugh went over to the Naked Egg and ate some breakfast.
Oh. You know why?
Because it's delicious?
No, his quarterback's mother works there.
Oh, snap. Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The quarterback from Michigan that you watched, for those of you who watched, his mother works across the street from my house.
I didn't realize he was from State College. I didn't, or his family was from State College.
They're not. They're from Huntington, but close enough.
Oh. She commutes all the way to the Naked Egg?
Well, are you going to remember from my house, Huntington is like 10 minutes up the road.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes over the mountain, and that mountain is a pain.
No, if you just head straight west,
There's no way it's 10
minutes. It's not 10 minutes. You have to go up over the mountain to get to Huntington.
No, you do not.
How do you get there?
All right, so you go west from here. You have the split in the road.
Yeah, where I can either go to Altoona or to or left.
Right, so if you
I can either go to Warrior's Mark or I can go left.
Right, before you get to Warrior's Mark, you've entered Huntington County.
I think you're drunk.
Nope, I drove over that bridge quite often. Tells me, welcome to Huntington.
Suspicious. I think you're elsewhere. I haven't been there in a while, so I could be wrong on this one. But I'm suspicious of your directions. I think that the most efficient way is to go up over the mountain. And by that, I mean the slightly inconvenient hill next to your house. But
yeah. In other case, Penn State's still number two, headed to Columbus. Biggest game of the year.
What time's that on?
I think it's an afternoon game. 3:30, 4:30.
Is it on network television? Or is it on ESPN?
It is. We have back-to-back game days. So game day is going to Columbus to follow us there.
Okay. So I have to have network television to be able to enjoy this game.
Yeah, it'll be on the ABC.
Radio, here I come. Cool.
Oh. All right. There you go. Sure. I got nothing else for local news. What's in the mailbag?
Oh, Willie, tons of stuff
Willie,
in the mailbag.
Willie.
Brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. First, Stink Palm said, and this was a longer post, but I just am going to give the TLDR. Let me state, as a vet player, what my issue is with the new PvP. If the mean time to reward increases, but the reward remains the same, then the reward, by sake of time spent, is lessened. I think that summarizes the whole gist of what he was getting at pretty well. The fact that you have to do so many wins now, I would just say not going over too well. So, D-Wing Illinois had more comments. He said that Kurt's BAMP is insane. If purple is the most prevalent color, it just keeps feeding itself. He has reports in the Alliance of more than 10 consecutive firings without having to make any matches.
Wow, that's outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. He also wanted to mention that plot armor for Gwenpool is ridiculously underrated as a team-up power. When you do it as a team-up, your entire team goes airborne. It can save you from Magia Don traps. It can save you from Carol's Black, anything else that is instant awfulness.
It doesn't protect her, though, does it? I thought it only protected her friends.
Right, that's why he's saying as a team-up.
Oh, sure, as a team-up. I got you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it sends your whole team airborne. You're like, oh, that's going to hurt real bad. Boom.
Sure.
Yeah, I would have never thought of that. I appreciate that kind of advice.
Yeah.
Grinch McScrooge said that
I've heard him.
He said, I did Bamfinite on the loner node after my other two loners died. I was up to 12 when I finally finished off the other team. So just Bamf, 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 and just keep it up. Keep going.
That's crazy. I've never come even close to that. I think 2 is my max.
I know I've done like 4 or 5, but 12 seems excessive.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm kudos.
And D-Wing responded by saying a complete cosign on the term Bamfinite.
Ian, would you like to take a moment to say something to Grinch McScrooge?
Not in this segment.
All right, fine. That okay. You then.
not in this inappropriate place in the script.
But thank you. Jordan from Jersey said that Nightcrawler shield training, far be it for me to complain about free extras, but what if they made it even harder, but they made it even harder than last time? Seriously? WTF. Also said that has been to Esther Follies once on a date with an ex-boyfriend. It was pretty awesome. So, Esther Follies, there you go.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Sweet.
I don't know. Craig's really excited about Esther Follies.
I know. That really bumps me out. I was like, Craig's on board. I'll look into it more before
did the other things I drag you to in Austin, were they fun or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, then.
UNC Samurai wanted to say, and it's weird because I know he's listening, but so is everyone else, but he said that no, you don't need a third Guardian member to boost up Rocket Groot, but the 4-star Star-Lord lets you use purple, interacts well with countdown tiles, and can make Gamorpha's stun cost only 4, so it's an incredible amount of synergy. I thought it was a good point. Good to bring up. He also said that the vast majority of users complaining have no problem with the core concept of a wins-based progression, but 40 wins for the 4-star? You compare that to the people playing to 900. They never needed 40 matches. Most of the time we needed 25 to 30. It would be infinitely more sensible if the three-star cover, four-star cover, and final CP thresholds were 22, 30, and 36, not 28, 40, and sorry, Charlie. And he also goes on, the 74 wins in the simulator is just flat-out ridiculous. So there you go. I think that's going to summarize the feelings of the wins in the PvP. Most of them are not so good. Not so good. Joe said, Craig, you are too old today to have watched Kids Incorporated back then.
That's probably true.
Ah, solid. An accurate burn.
Wait a minute. That show came on in 1984. I was only 11.
Oh. It was 84? I don't know.
That's what it says.
Okay.
84 to 93. How old does Joe think I am? That tells me that Joe's older than me. That's what that translates as.
That is not accurate.
Fergie was on from 84 till 1990. She spent 6 years on that show.
That show ran that long?
It ran until, what does it say here? 1993.
Oh my goodness.
There you go.
So did you guys attend Esther's Follies?
No.
Okay. Because I need a more review, because now that I see what it is, I am torn inside.
Like, Jonathan Lystico took me there.
Like, I want to like it, but I also want to hate it. Like, just the sentence modern day vaudeville makes me angry, but I enjoy magic. I enjoy juggling. I enjoy dancing, singing. I like sketch comedy. I just, man, I feel like all the places you went to in Austin would have required me to wear that same douchey hat that you wear.
You got to grow your beard. You got to get the beard oil going. You know, you got to.
That stuff makes me sneeze.
Joe also said, I'd rather have pie talk than college sports talk. Never thought I'd have to say that.
Too bad you get both.
That's right.
And he also said that his overanalyzing was only the tip of the iceberg from last time. That I believe in wholeheartedly.
Oh, snap.
Norman, that's not a burn. That was a compliment, if anything. Norman B616 said, the best barbecue in State College closed long ago with the demise of Clem's at the Autoport. I'm probably the only one who enjoys your local news segment, South Atherton Represent.
No, I agree Clem's had the better barbecue chicken, but you couldn't beat Dickie's brisket and the world's greatest barbecue beans.
Yeah, but Clem's pulled pork was wonderful.
That's true. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So again, they're just all the good barbecue joints in State College are dropping periodically.
Yeah. Like flies.
Yes.
I'm trying to convince a friend of mine to buy the Dickie's license. At one point, he tried to get the Chick-fil-A franchise before Chick-fil-A opened. So I'm trying to convince him that he needs to get into the barbecue business.
Good luck with that. I heard that they're actually going to maybe transition and reopen with the same owner or same management. Manager was going to open? I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Well, the owner said he wanted to divest himself of all of the three that he owned to focus on his military career. Because cool. He's a chaplain major in the Army. Major chaplain? I don't know, whichever order those go in.
A major chaplain? That doesn't sound right.
Nope.
So do you know Norman? He sounds like he's from State College, so.
No. Okay. Ian might. Ian was a townie.
Yeah, I've been gone for going on, 8 years now? Plus, I don't hang around.
I can't keep track of when you moved away.
Right. And I don't hang around on the south side. Who hangs out in Southie? That's creepy.
There was nothing on South Atherton.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Except now you got Ollie's. It's like the highlight. I mean,
I was a straight East Sider. Even the West Side was like, they were okay, but they were like the sketchier version of the East Side. Southie, that's just, isn't that where Hills is?
Was.
Well, right, Ollie's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, South Side and represent.
And you know, it had the trailer park where a creepy someone we know used to live.
Oh man, that was a dicey trailer park. Not that there's like a good trailer park or something, but that one was, there was many gems came out of that trailer park.
Do you remember the one time that Megan showed up with a manwich, but didn't bring any hamburger because she thought it was already in the can?
Yeah, I do. They wanted to know how they managed to fit a whole pound of ground beef in that little can. That was a good day.
Oh, man. Wrestling. All right.
All right. That was tough. Owen Hart fell right from the ceiling and died. It's a traumatic day for me.
That's a true story.
Man, witch, Owen Hart. Brie and butter sandwiches. It was just... All right.
Yeah, all right, moving on.
Thanks, Ray. Help. We need help.
Baron DX says, cheesecake is a custard, but it's more closely related to a pie than a cake. It's my favorite dessert since I hate cake. And there's where the gasp of the audience is placed.
Yeah, I mean, hate cake.
How do you hate cake? I don't get
it. Yeah, that's... I was going to say, it's not my favorite, but you can't hate on cake.
Ah, oh, man, like... that Edmund's chocolate cake with the chocolate fudge icing? That is like heaven in a box. Like, people should be murdered to get that cake.
That went all over the place. I was like, first of all, you tried to equate it to heaven, and I was like, no, Edmund's chocolate cake exists. And then you suggested that you should murder to get into heaven. Man.
That's good cake, man.
Samurai just posted a picture of a train going off the rails.
All right. Focus, Ian.
FAHQ 1977 said he has a whole long thing about Nightcrawler, and I'm not going to read it all, but it starts off, Nightcrawler is not great, and here's why. And he goes into a whole bunch of reasons why. His steel is fairly weak. His red is much softer than others that have the same color. He does have unique abilities on one cover, and the BAMF is pretty cool. But reality says it proves to be otherwise, because you have to have a ton of... Purple has to be the majority on the board, and you have to match purple in order to get the power started, so it's not really great. In any case... Take a look at it. It's a good argument. I still enjoy Nightcrawler the way he is, even though I've only got two covers. And I don't have purple. But in any case, he has some good points, and everyone can argue about it later.
All I know is Dad is great. He gave me chocolate cake.
And Sigma Blade. I will end with this. Sigma Blade says that he thinks that we really have been downplaying Drax and Wasp when we were talking about them last time. Drax's red deals a ton of damage, especially if he has over 90% health. He can one-shot low-health characters. His black is also good at dealing with pesky special tiles. And Wasp's blue, he says, while good at stealing AP, the damage output when matched by the opponent is amazing.
Yeah.
And he said, Ian, your problem when dealing with Wasp is probably not her black. It's 1,000% her blue.
Okay. I believe that, too. I didn't mean to undersell her. I just didn't know a lot. I just know that when she shows up, I lose. Now, as far as Drax goes, I'm hearing what he's saying. Here's some of my only objections. Making a claim that you can one-shot low-health characters? So what? Like, anybody can one-shot low-health characters. She-Hulk can one-shot low-health characters. Like, everything else is legit, though. I don't know. People just like to...
I don't know. Psylocke still can't do it.
Probably not. Poor Psylocke. She's getting better. She's trying. She gives you a Peggy cover.
I mean, Drax is way better now than he was the first time around.
Yeah, for sure. Sure, he's on the way up, but he just
man,
couldn't...
When the only power I had for him was, I'm going to hide in this corner and hope somebody else fires off a power. Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah.
And ended your turn. I'm going to take my whole turn to hide around the corner. Ugh.
Yeah, it took him quite a while, and he couldn't get that far up. But he is doing better.
Yeah.
Drax is not, I'm not going to say don't sleep on Drax, but he's okay.
I can't really comment on Drax. He is still one of the characters I don't have. So.
No, I don't use him. I don't have him. I'm sure I have a cover or three.
Yeah. Don't have him fully covered. Don't use him. Maybe, you know, once I get him up. But in any case, Sigma Blade, thanks for coming back.
For sure.
He said he feels like so long since he commented. So
I think it has been a while.
Yeah, it has. So, but in any case, that is it. The mailbag, she is empty.
Thanks, Lily. We kind of overrode there.
Yeah, but... Two different portions of the name. So it required both of you to overlap. That was unintentional and well-timed.
All right. Now it's time for the show where some guys in sweatsuits come out and do some things. Ian, who's boosted this week?
Oh, my goodness. There's the usual number of boosted characters. But let's see. In 3-star world, let's see who I'll be using this week. ooh, some Blade. He's good. Daredevil. He's adequate. The Hood is a good supplementary character. I'll be excited to use more of him. Squirrel Girl's a bum, but she's fine. Vision is just... he's no matter what, unless he's broken and his power is doing what it used to do, he's getting a thumbs down from this guy.
Unless he's hanging out with Kamala Khan, generating all the healing.
Oh, right, with his discount five, his five cost discount powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah, I guess maybe the Hood can help Squirrel Girl with her countdown tiles. Get those squirrels powering through. So, boosted this week, you guessed it, Kate Bishop, Riri Williams, Sandman, good old Spider-Gwen, and Star-Lord. Now, as usual...
Star-Lord!
I don't remember what anybody
that
does.
Wonderful Star-Lord!
So Star-Lord. I made some notes.
Star-Lord! Oh, God. Star-Lord!
Oh, God.
Now, I feel like, as far as these boosted characters, and as far as most characters are concerned, everybody seems to pair well with the legendary Outlord, Star-Law. Star-Law. Star-Lord.
Star-La.
So Star-Lord. But Kate Bishop, she seems to throw countdown tiles out there in order to do stuff. So I can't imagine that her countdown tiles wouldn't amplify Star-Lord's need for countdown tiles. Because I think her boomerang puts out a countdown tile. I think her ruthless determination. Her blue puts out a countdown tile. Her black puts out a countdown tile. And her purple puts out a countdown tile. So that's helpful. I use Riri every day, and somehow I have no idea what her green ability does, so I don't know how that's going to factor in.
It puts someone in the air and does a little bit of damage.
Yeah, and then puts her in the air. I don't understand what's happening. I never use it. Her blue makes a ton of red, and her red beats up everybody, so I'm looking really forward to that.
Yeah, boosted. She's so strong.
So strong. I don't know who Gwen and Sandman go with. Gwen, I mean, she could go with other spider folk because she is not reliant, but she is web tiles make her go better because she stuns you to make a web tile, heals her friends to make a web tile because spider people just can't help helping, and then her red she just straight punches you in the face and consumes a web tile when that happens, so anybody who can help her make, and it makes her red cheaper, so anybody who can help her out there is much appreciated.
So we have a question. Does
word
Stala, is that similar to Luvu?
Yes! It is almost identical.
I like the fact that Daywalker then chimed in that Stala is what they call him in Bastion. Hey, I'm going to use Stala.
Stala. Sandman, he does some stuff. He makes some yellow tiles. What's he do?
He makes protect tiles.
Yeah, he makes protect tiles. He makes yellow tiles, and he can stun you, do some damage.
Oh, yeah, Ray, you're looking for somebody who can make yellow.
There Sandman. You go, Sandman.
Yeah, this is true. I have him at 355, completely unleveled.
Who knew he was a character? I've totally forgotten he existed.
He does get a little lost in the shuffle, but I feel like he should be more versatile, and I don't understand why he's not.
Speaking of shuffle, probably. He also shuffles tiles.
When he's making yellow, he's doing some tile swapping as well, which is important. I'm excited about the Kate Bishop. I would like to have her at a champion level so I could use her more regularly.
Because boomerangs?
Yeah, the other two powers are pretty good too, to be quite honest. She's a well-rounded character, in my opinion. But yeah, I'll be speeding through some things with Riri Williams. She's just, boy, was she the beneficiary of one of the better rebalancings that I've seen in a while.
Rye Williams.
For sure.
According to Craig. Tetsujin Oni, Sandman has green, everything else is bad.
So the stunning and dealing damage is all that he does.
So that explains why I have him at a 355, three green. Granted, again, he's not leveled, so that's unintentional. I'm waiting for the 14th cover. But.
So are any of these boosted characters going to affect the way you guys play, or will you just overlook them and continue doing what you do every week?
Generally the latter, although I am going to play Kate some. I'm going to take this opportunity to maybe get to see what her powers do.
Nice.
Other than that, probably not.
Yeah, I'll probably just go with B and just ignore them entirely.
Okay, that's most likely for you. I will continue using Riri, although I would do that anyway.
I mean, I like her a whole lot.
Kate, I don't know. I like, yeah, I do too. I like that she prevents health gain. I like the amount of damage that you can do with black. She just does a lot of things. She's just, I won't be too motivated to play any more Spider-Gwen or Sandman than I usually do. But the other guys, Kate Bishop, thumbs up. Riri Williams, two thumbs up. Star-Lord, two thumbs up.
Yeah, that's true. I use Star-Lord quite a bit. I've been using him with Carol and Coulson, just sure. all the countdowns.
Sure. Yeah, and his versatility cannot be overstated.
Yeah, really good. All right, there you go.
All right, right, there you go.
Okay, thanks.
I forget what it is.
Listen to me now yeah, and believe thanks. Me later.
There we are.
Donkey Teeth.
Boosted character of the week, yes?
Donkey Teeth said, Craig, will use Sandman to fuel IM-40, who will fuel Riri. Hashtag MPQ Rube Goldberg machine.
That would be interesting.
Hey, where did we land on the unsolicited commercials?
Okay.
Did you say that was perfect? I asked Ray 1 week if we could get in trouble for unsolicited, offering unsolicited sponsorships to that segment. So again, like I could say, hey, are you getting ready for the holiday season? Boosted characters this week. Give your immune system a boost with some Emergency. Brought to you by the good people at Emergency.
Not affiliated with this podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. He saved us some liable. Or is it slander?
I think it's neither. It's probably false trademark use or something.
All right.
Anywho, Died on the Vine. What you got?
Brought to you this week, unofficially, by the director of HR at the 2-star recycling center, Crunchy McScrooge.
There you go.
Yeah, that was hooked me up with a generous gift in order to get my Vine cleared up and get me to be more effective.
Yeah, and, I think more in general to get your 2-star roster expanded and
yeah,
filled out.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Yep, it's moving steadily right along. I would like to sit on a portion of the gift so that I can get even more things next time they offer a sale. But man, once I got over the guilt and shame of receiving a present, it was nothing but gratitude. So thank you very much.
I think it's funny that you feel guilt and shame, and Jared felt rage and contempt.
He did. Oh, and he made a huge production about it on our show last night.
Did.
It was amazing.
He guilted one of the listeners of the other podcast into purchasing him a t-shirt and then declined it because he was like, no, I could buy one on my own. I just want to make sure that there's someone out there who was willing to buy one for me.
Well, yeah, but don't you guys have an actual corporate sponsor?
Kind of. Sure.
Well, we don't got that here.
I suppose that's true. But we have awesome patrons, so there yeah. you go.
Right.
We don't need it.
I will get rid of all of them to sell out to the man any second.
He just couldn't cope with the idea that someone would do something kind-hearted for me, and he had to browbeat someone into doing the equivalent for him.
What are you talking about, Samurai? Their show airs.
Oh, Ray and I's other show are but you're right. The Prodigal Sons do not air.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
Those are just placed in a secret vault.
I like the statement Daywalker made. Emergency sues video game podcast for free advertisement.
The shame of our show. Yeah. It's so deep. How dare you plug our product?
It'll be a shame. They don't be affiliated with the show.
Not uncommon.
So anyway, you got anything on the vine?
Right.
Ooh, I do.
You guys have
to
start.
Well, we got to hurry. My iPad is at 10% power, so.
Okay.
Well, mine's real quick. So I have a Gambit dying on the vine. He's at 245. I need 2 more covers. There you go. That's all I got. I thought you were in a hurry. Isn't it your turn?
Well, yeah, seriously. Steam's updating. I got.
Oh.
It has to be.
I got a Moon Knight and a Bucky and a Hawkeye, 2-star Hawkeye, and that's it right now. I managed to.
What's up with the Bucky?
Yeah, it's Bucky, whatever.
Why wouldn't you put it on your Bucky?
I can't.
Are you out of? Oh, you're out of ISO?
I'm always out of ISO.
Well, I mean, is he not championed? I guess
no.
That's what caught me off guard.
He is not.
Is he fully covered?
I believe so. Let me Bucky. He's a 3-4-5. So
he's one away.
It's a red cover. So anyway, what you got, Ray?
I already gave.
He already said.
I'm sorry, Ian. What do you got, Ian? Ian, your person.
Steam is updating.
Oh, come on now. I'm at 9% battery power.
I'm sorry.
We got to hurry up and get to this token opening.
I don't know that I, again, like I said, my Vine management has skyrocketed lately. And I think I'm okay. Oh, we're moving on. Here's Thor. He's got a new hat. Still no sleeves. He's got a sword and a mace of some variety.
Wait, a sword?
Yeah.
I thought he had a mace and a shield.
He does, and then in the next splash screen, he has a sword. He's got like a cutlass almost.
Yeah.
Not very Viking-like.
No, I think my Vine is pretty tidy. It's down to only a few 2 stars. Just some folks who haven't made the cut yet. My 2 stars have expanded from 3 on my roster to, I believe, 7. And so the people that are dying today are people like Moonstone, not dying, but hanging out there until I have to, some Moonstones and some, who's not Dakin, the more popular version of Dakin, Wolverine. That's his name.
Okay.
Couldn't remember what that character was called for some reason.
The guy with the claws.
You know, that guy.
So, my Vine is very, very standard and very tidy.
Thanks.
Yeah,
did,
so that's
did you get
dying
anything
on the
super
Vine.
Exciting this week in the rewards?
I did. I got a Peggy out of, because I was getting all those extra Psylocke covers. So I got a yellow Peggy cover out of that. That was pretty exciting for a guy like me. I got a Moon Knight coming on the resupply tomorrow.
Mm.
That's pretty exciting.
And not too long, you're going to have a Cyclops.
Oh, snap. That's cool.
4-star Cyclops, yeah.
Will I get a third Moon Knight?
I have no idea.
Because I got a Moon Knight not too long ago, and I'm getting one now. So I feel like they've been dishing them out in threes, because they did that with War Machine.
Mm, right. I don't know, though. I haven't kept track. If only there was someone who kept a database of these things.
Right. Right. I don't know where we're going to find someone like that. Do you think that we have chit-chatted long enough that his battery power has fully run out?
It's possible.
Are you done?
We're waiting on you, man.
Yeah. All
right.
Did you get any good rewards this week?
I didn't get nothing.
I don't think I did either, because I haven't opened much of anything.
Yeah, I've not been opening things. All right, moving on then. Time for opening the tokens, brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy.
Shout out to this guy.
This guy. Right. Woo, this guy.
Let me log back into my iPad here.
Quick, click on it.
I'm going. Recruit tokens.
Who's that popular version of Dokken? It's that...
Ooh, doggies! It's a 5-star.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's a Gambit.
Oh, you got a 5-star cheater.
I did. That's my first one of him.
Congratulations. Is that everybody?
Oh, I got a check. Huzzah! For the first time ever, I have all the characters.
Today is the day.
100.
Oh, it's a banner.
And 45 character slots.
Oh, it's a banner day, fellows.
Hokey smokes.
Welcome aboard, brave listeners.
Bullwinkle.
Craig has officially caught them all. You get your master trainer badge.
I even got the black.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't that exciting?
Oh, dirty rotten cheater.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, you got to have 5 of those for a dirty rotten cheater to really kick
right,
in.
Right, right. Almost. He's on his way, because he's at 001, yeah. So he's just like a dirty cheater.
So Samurai said the Moon Knight rewards are on 1165, 1195, and 1210.
Okay. So there is another one coming.
Apparently there is.
Smoke up, Johnny. Yeah. It's a banner Christmas to our house this year.
What day are you on? How far back did you fall behind me?
Me?
Yeah.
Why don't you open a token and I'll look. I'm pretty far behind you. I am on day... Today is 1209.
Oh, so
where are you?
You're getting the third one then. That is the third one that you're going to receive.
At 1210?
Yeah.
Did I get the other two?
That's what I'm
Maybe
going.
I did. And yeah. I believe him, but I just don't remember getting... I only remember one. Yeah, I'm at 1210. Where are you?
1225.
Oh, I'm way behind you. Man, I'm so lazy.
I'm 40 days behind you, Ian. So.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll be 30 soon. I will inevitably blame other people in the Alliance, but it'll be my fault.
So
I will cheer myself up by poking Cheater in the ear. But go ahead, Ray.
No, you go ahead. I'm going to start opening tokens and not stop until I get something that I need, because I have 400,000 ISO.
Okay. Cheater ear poke gets me... Hopefully all right. 4-star. What's that picture? Oh, snap. It's a Yondu. I think it's my first Yondu, because I'm like, I don't know what that thing is.
According
it's a
to
Yaka parachute.
According to a certain image that I got from a certain samurai, I believe you are correct. That's your first Yondu.
Nice. There you go. First Yondu ever. Yaka parachute.
All right. So I'm going to start clicking and not stop till I get something that champions for me.
Do it, Doug.
All right, poking him in the chin, because that's what I do. I got a Coulson. He's championed. doing it again. I got a Coulson. That's going to get old quick. I got a Mr. Fantastic. He's also championed. Lockjaw. That's nice.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, wait, you want to champion something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was like, you don't have Lockjaw champion, do you?
No, he's in the poop house. Now he's not in the poop house. I got another Coulson. I got an Iceman. Yeah, three Coulsons. He's going to be head of the list. I got a
five. What are you targeting? Do you have anything near champion level?
I have three fully covered non-championed four stars.
Hmm, okay.
I did just get a Ragin' Cajun five-star Gambit, though.
Nice.
So that's nice.
Congratulations.
Man, it's I bungled his name.
Cheater. Cheater.
Cheater.
No, his actual name. Remy.
Oh, Remy?
It's Rainin' Remy. That's what I've tried to say and failed.
Carol. I got a four-star Carol. I got a Rogue. That's nice. Leading the charge. That's like the third or fourth cover for her. Deadpool. A Mordo. I'm just going to fly through these and champion, just put levels on all my people. Vulture. Drax. That's interesting. I have him at a 3-3-5, so I don't know if I can use that cover or not. But I'm just going to keep going. Hyde. Another five-star. That would be a five-star Fighting Spirit for my Daredevil. That's nice. Another Kate Bishop.
I hear she's boosted.
Yeah. Hey, I got another Coulson, so that'll be nice.
Wow. It's crazy with the Coulsons.
Third five-star. This one is Stick Around Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can just throw that in. Next 23, she's champed. A Cyclops. Another Gambit. Stack deck. That'll be exceptionally useful.
What's with all the five-stars? What the deuce?
I don't know, but I like my cheaters.
Yeah.
Four-star Hawkbuster. Another four-star Gamorpha. I'm not going to get any that I actually need. That's going to be the...
No. The three that remain unnamed are never going to happen.
Agent Venom, Invisible Woman. I don't have hardly any of her, so I can just throw that on the pile. Another Lockjaw. Again, 111. Cloak and Dagger. Oh, got it. Shifting Sands for Sandman. He will be my next champion four-star.
Good timing. I hear he's boosted.
Yeah, it's excellent timing. That's fantastic. So there you go. That's where all my ice is going, right into the Sandman. That's it. I'm done.
Hooray! Huzzah!
You're only going to have to live with all those five-star covers. It's rough.
You know, that's what happens when you open... How many did I open? Holy crap.
14.
28.
Ooh, I was off by 14.
So yeah, that was fun. That'll boost up a lot of my people.
More importantly, did you notice that someone now has all the characters?
I heard that.
Ray could have all the characters. He just keeps selling them off.
That is true. How many one stars I wonder if I'm missing? Seven. I actually could have all of them very shortly because I have enough hero points to do it. I just don't want to. I don't want those one stars. They just clog everything up.
Yeah, just start saving up. Got to save up that CP so you can hit that essential five-star vault hard.
Oof.
Not vault. Store.
Yeah. 500 CP is a lot.
Someday it'll be a classic. It'll only be 250.
I don't know that... I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm just... it's a lot. Hey, Craig, you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are we done?
We are. That was opening the tokens. Brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
We are part of the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a group of excellent podcasters who have banded together to reach a wider audience and give you a better variety in your podcasting programming. So if you would like to check them out, go to soon-to-be-named-network.com or go to our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, for a direct link to any of the shows.
Hey, so here's something. My imaginary friend, Brent, reached out to me and is curious about doing a podcast that would be in the vein of the old AM Coast to Coast a la Art Bell. So I'm going to see if I can make that happen and bring another show to the podcast network.
Is that like a sports thing?
No.
What is that then?
Art Bell would talk to anyone and anybody about anything. So it could be demons one night. It could be alien abductions the next night. It could be crazy psychic powers the next night. It could be a guy who found a giant hole that descended all the way to the center of the earth the next day. More of your crazy,
crazy
esoteric
people.
weird things
okay,
in the
so
universe.
So by anyone about anything, you just meant crazy people. He didn't have someone on who was like, hey, I was walking home the other day and I see they built a new Taco Bell.
Right.
Right, okay.
Conspiracy theorists, is that what you're looking for?
Sure.
I do like those quite a bit. But yeah, but thanks, just Alpha. For Ian, they quite often talk about, you know, cryptozoology stuff. You know, so he would have people on who hunt Bigfoot or El Chupacabra or things like that.
Squatch hunters.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to see if I can, if he's serious or not. Maybe we'll bring another show to the network. Just saying.
Cool.
All right. Hey, notes for next week. Next week, yes. BlizzCon. So Ray and I need to be on the Red Eye super early flights out to the California. So next week's show will be at 7 o'clock Eastern.
If you're listening live.
Right.
Correct.
If you're not, then it'll be whenever you download the podcast.
Right. So if you want the inferior version, tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Wednesday.
Yeah. So I think that's all we got. Thanks, everybody, again, for joining us here live. If you're not listening to it live, then get the edited version. I hear it's better. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, you know the drill. The Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums. Email us. All that who's a wazzle. Click on the Amazon banner on our homepage. You buy something, we get some stuff. Head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 for all of your Christmas needs. Because, you know, it's time for shopping for Christmas.
That's true. You got to get jump on that or else you're going to be last minute rushing around, not getting what you want and settling for second best. No one wants that.
Yeah.
Best to just use the link now.
That's what I'm saying. Or you can become one of our awesome patrons and you could rename something like Cheater or Dirty Cheater.
Right. Or you could just be an awesome person like Grinch McScrooge with his ironic name because he is ridiculously generous. Although, you know, I don't know. Scrooge, well, it depends on which Scrooge. Scrooge McDuck was ridiculous. Both Scrooges were ridiculously rich.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
maybe,
Ebenezer Scrooge not nearly as rich as Scrooge McDuck.
That's true. I don't think.
No, he wasn't swimming in gold coins on the weekends.
That's because that's physically impossible.
Right. Well, I guess, I don't know. Like where Forbes would rank the richest duck in the world as opposed to the richest actual human being in the world. Even though I guess Ebenezer Scrooge is fictional. Yeah. Curse him. He only owned one small business.
Yeah, he was just had a little accounting shop. He only could afford one employee.
Yeah. Guy's a bum. but our Grinch McScrooge is the best. I'm flattered and somewhat embarrassed.
All right, fine then. All right, I think that's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that Vicini's favorite move is pawn to c5. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.